Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura head football coach Brandon Camrad. And last night, Coach, your team traveling to Crestwood, and the Cadets are able to get past you 44-7. Crestwood got out early 28-0 in the first, and from there they were able to find the victory. Your team able to punch one in there in the fourth quarter. Coach, tell me a little bit about the game last night.
Yeah, you know, we went over there, you know, came out and started flat. You know, and you spot a good football team like that. 28 points early, you know, really after that we kind of tightened up and played better. But, you know, you can't start a football game like that.
And, Coach, as you mentioned, yeah, your team very well through the next two, three, and four quarters as 9 points in the second, 7 points in the third. And you're able to shut them out in the fourth quarter. So, you know, you erase that first quarter, and it's a shortly two-score game there.
Yeah, and even at that, you know, it was, you know, really three, four big plays in a row, you know, and you can't do that with good football teams. You know, you got to do your job, and, you know, you got to be ready to go right at the open kickoff.
Coach, I know coming into this game, your team a little bit banged up. Unfortunately, the injury bug is getting you guys a little bit this year. So how was preparing for this game this week?
Yeah, you know, we knew they were going to be physical, you know, and they got, you know, quarterbacks really good. They got fast running back and a good receiver along with that physical line they got. You know, so we just had to, you know, use our strengths. You know, defensively, we're just fast. We got to work quick on the D-line, smaller but quick. So we had to try to get to him, get pressure on him. And then offensively, just, you know, try to get our guys in space and do the best we can.
And, Coach, your team now will take on Osage back at home. So you get his guys got to come back at home to take on Osage, who now is in the captain's seat of the district, and a chance for your team to maybe play a little bit of spoiler next week.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be nice being at home. You know, senior night, so it's a big night for those seniors, you know, and, you know, the underclassmen, you got to play for the seniors on that night because it's your last time at home. And, you know, Osage is a good football team. You know, coming into the season, you know, they're kind of one of the teams that I'm like, they're going to be they could be that team that's going to win this thing. So we got to come, we got to play everything we got. So it's going to take all four quarters.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned there as you know, the younger guys on senior night. Do you feel like maybe they come out a little bit more flying around, knowing that it's the you know, the leaders of this team, their chance, last chance to play on the field?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's how you got to do as the underclassmen. You know, they did it the year before for the previous seniors, and you know, you got to do it for the seniors when you're as an underclassman. And really, on Friday, you know, we don't have much to lose, so there's no reason to play tight. We can just play fast and play as hard as we can.
Coach, kind of a little bit different now as the fall is kind of really in full swing and it's starting to get a little chillier out there from where we started this season. So does that make preparing a little bit different? Maybe guys now wearing a little bit more to practice and maybe to change some things when it comes to preparing for games?
Yeah, you know, it's really been great around practice time. You know, it's been pretty nice out. You know, it's really cooling down when that sun comes down. So, you know, we'll have guys put on their layers, but you know, we'll prepare just like we would if it was, you know, 75. So we've got to get her going.
All righty, Coach. We'll wish your team the best of luck against the Osage Green Devils next week, and we'll talk to you after hopefully a senior night victory.
Thank you.
That was Garner Hayfield Ventura head football coach Brandon Camrod.